Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoon drive. I believe now we're going to talk to Austin Carr coming up at 6 o'clock today, as we'll talk about the red hot Cavaliers, ask him about the record. We'll ask him about the Emirates Cup. A lot of good stuff here. Also, Darius Garland being back. It's too early to say that or not, but
I agree. Go Cavs.
Is that just going to be your take from now on?
Go Cavs. It's AC's take. I agree. Go Cavs.
Yes, but he's right in this case.
I agree. Go Cavs.
So then you should spend the entire segment trying to find something for him to disagree with.
Oh, that's great. Do you feel like I could get him to say, I agree, go Cavs? Or do you, wait, is he as aware of the I agree, go Cavs as everyone else is?
No. No.
I don't think he is.
No.
That's the best part of it.
You
All
know
right.
why? It's the Jeff Phelps thing. He really is living his best life. Like when you say to Jeff, how you doing? He says, I couldn't possibly be better. There's no lie detected. AC is living the best life possible. The man was a star at Notre Dame. He came in, at one point was one of the best two guards in the NBA. Yeah, the injury ended it. But then he's been Mr. Cavalier since. Like, this is the life.
It's a very memorable catchphrase, though, at this point. I feel like you should be in on it if it's your catchphrase. And
no.
Your thing that people know.
No.
Very, very well.
Like, you think sitcom characters know that they're in on it?
I think, yeah. I feel like the Fonz knew he had to go, hey, all the time.
No, I think he just had like a tick. I think it was just.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was just.
Once he jumped the shark, literally, it was fine. He just got removed everything.
I think so. Now, okay. You had mentioned something about this weekend and what you saw around the NFL and why it might be a good. Might have been a good weekend for some Browns fans.
Well, okay, so I need to couch this with the idea that it was not a good weekend when it comes to college quarterbacks that we could potentially be drafting.
Yeah.
Carson Beck, like laughing on the sidelines when they're down. That was not a great look, all things considered. Cam mm-hmm. Ward didn't look particularly good either. Like, there was a lot that wasn't good, okay?
No.
There was a lot that wasn't good. LSU's quarterback that Ken Carmen is infatuated with.
Nussmeier. Don't call me Nussmeier. Nussmeier.
I mean, jeez, that game was a lousy game for LSU.
Yeah.
Let's put
That was the defense.
Let's put it kindly.
Fire the defensive coordinator.
Jalen Milroe might be the new Lamar Jackson. We can explore that later on.
No.
We can explore that later on.
Never.
Four rushing touchdowns, 185 yards. I'll ask Pete Futek about that one later on, but that's neither here nor there. Drake May looked awesome. Bo Nix looked awesome in a narrow defeat to the Chiefs. Came down to a field goal at the very end. Like, a lot of the quarterbacks, there's four that are actually playing. Obviously, two that aren't taken in the top 15 of the draft last year. Out of the four of them, the only disappointment so far has been Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick. And I don't think anybody's putting that at Caleb Williams' feet.
Yeah.
This was a really good weekend for the I can draft someone like Bo Nix, and if everything is in place, it'll take care of itself. This was a good weekend for the I can draft Drake May, and if everything seems to be in place, things will take care of itself.
I do think that I don't think it's ever been easier for young quarterbacks to come in and have success early. And I think some of this is just luck. Like, C.J. Stroud went to the better situation than Bryce Young, and I don't think it's coincidence that one guy's balling out and the other. Everybody's celebrating, throwing for like 170 yards in a game.
Yeah.
And some of this is, I do think, because offenses are more simplistic now in the NFL than they were 30 years ago, and there's a thin line that divides college quarterbacks and the systems they run and what you do in the pros. Like, the pro system is a myth now. The pro system is just some iteration of college concepts because you don't have the time to teach these guys the intricate stuff and work it out on the football field. So the NFL is dumbed down to some degree. I just think it's still playing with fire. I think drafting quarterback, when it works out, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do, and it puts you on a 10-year run and yada, yada, yada. But it is wholly dependent on who are the guys in the draft, and that's why I disagree. Like, it's proof that you can make it work. You can win early. Guys can subvert expectations coming from college into the pros, but that doesn't speak to the quality of the class that comes in. There are just classes like the 2013 class where it looked completely butt until Geno Smith 4 years ago had a renaissance. Every other quarterback in that class was an abject failure.
Right, but if you're living with the idea that it's like, oh, well, the Browns might pick at the seventh spot, and you're not going to have your favorite quarterback. You might have your third favorite quarterback, but make it work. I feel like this last weekend now, again, there's six quarterbacks that were taken in the first round last year. Two of them obviously aren't playing at all. That's Penix and then J.J. McCarthy. The four that have played are all what right now, as of right now, and based off of what happened in the previous 3 weeks of play, Bo Nix taking a step forward, Drake May taking a massive step forward. Man, is he able to use his legs. Like, this is a big hit for the people that believe and the people that pay attention to this stuff, that I don't have to kick the can down the road and wait two more years to go ahead and get a quarterback I like or a quarterback that I'm so smitten with that I just can't help myself. It's a good week for if you have the right people in place. I don't know that the Browns do, but if you have the right people in place, you can get a quarterback and make it work.
I think it's a good week to watch what happened in the NFL and think we can do that.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that's the reality.
No.
And I think early returns
are pretty strong.
I think this is the beginning of, and this is really what teams do. Because teams, I mean, we heard it back in 2014 when there was a study that said take Teddy Bridgewater and they drafted Johnny Manziel, and it was some guy in marketing who made that happen. Like, those are the kind of things that you do where you sell yourself on an idea and you back yourself into a corner, and then you do it because, well, look at what happened last year. I think one of the biggest follies that teams make, and it's proof to me that NFL teams are just as dumb as they claim fans are. The trend chasing that happens in the NFL. Like, one team will invent something, and then everybody, it was the Wildcat, right? That was the first time I really thought of it.
It's a copycat league, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is, more teams fail doing that if you're chasing a trend than reality. And just taking quarterbacks right, because four quarterbacks hit last year, and that's the appearance after, what, 10 games? That is chasing a trend. That's not built in the logic of what is this class look like.
But what do we have filled in the NFL? We have a lot of guys that think they're offensive geniuses and they know exactly what they're doing and they are, they're just great at this, right? Well, Sean Payton in Denver should be getting killed for moving off Russell Wilson, who now looks great in Pittsburgh, by the way, and saying, Bo Nix, that's the guy that I'm going to go ahead and that's going to be the answer. He's not getting killed because he does seem like he's got Bo Nix in a good spot, and they were a field goal away at the last second of beating the Chiefs this past weekend and ruining their undefeated season. All these guys, if you look at it, Cliff Kingsbury in Washington with Jaden Daniels, Kingsbury is like, yeah, I can get this guy where he needs to be. Great offensive mind, knows how to run all sorts of different schemes and everything attached to it. Like, he's exactly the type of guy that, like, if Kevin Stefanski looks around and says, yeah, I have that type of offensive acumen, I can take player X as long as they have a baseline of talent and make him great in today's NFL. That's what this last weekend was.
Yeah, but is that logic? Or is that hubris?
A lot of it is it's a mixture of both in many ways. I think it is. I think there's hubris attached to it. There is.
Because here's the thing. I think people are going to get drunk on quarterbacks because of last year. And I think it is a disaster waiting to happen. I'm not saying there isn't a franchise quarterback in this class. I'm not a guy who does that. Right? I might like guys. I wasn't one of the guys saying,
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Mahomes is a future something. I'm not here to tell you definitively. I can tell you.
But you're right, though, in that it's a copycat league, right? It's a copycat league. And if they see this happening, they're going to say, why not me? I can make this happen
again.
And
here's the thing. What scares me is it's exactly the kind of thing that I think my perception of Jimmy that he would buy into.
All you need is the green light.
Yeah.
And there's green lights everywhere this past weekend.
Green lights.
That suggests that if you go ahead and take one of these quarterbacks, if you have a good offensive mind attached to it, then you can probably make it all work.
I just think that's the concern. Like, I just think, because again, I think this is I'm not saying you're wrong and whatever. I just mean, I think you're right, but I think it's an incredibly reductive way of thinking. Like, at what point can we just say, hey, four rookie quarterbacks are outperforming expectations, and that looks like it's going to be a really good draft class? At what point don't we just say that in 2021, I'm trying to think of the last time that a quarterback class immediately had four guys performing at that level. I mean, that's kind of the anomaly.
Yeah, instantly is tough for this many, for the degree that it has been. We talked about that 2020 class for a while there, yeah.
And at what point can we just chalk it up to that's an anomaly, and it was just a good quarterback class?
I think this one's different, though, because this one wasn't perceived as some sort of great quarterback class. This one was perceived as a class that has a lot of first-round quarterbacks, but it's not going to be one that blows your socks off. And now we're 10 weeks into this,
I think
it looks like the four guys that have played have all been good.
I think Drake May, Williams, and Jaden, I think everybody thought they were going to be good. Everybody thought those were worth the top 10 picks. It was McCarthy and Nix that I think is going to trick people into thinking other things.
I think a lot of people thought Drake May was a little bit of a reach there at three, but you had to take it because it was quarterbacks.
Yeah, but those same people were like, but it would have been the great pick with the Giants at six.
I mean, listen, I wish we could throw in J.J. McCarthy, but we can't right now. I wish we could throw in Penix in here, but we can't right now. We just have the four quarterbacks to go off of. And if you're an offensive mind, and this is what we have right now, if Stefanski's still the coach, he's going to believe he can take anybody and turn him into being awesome. I'm telling you, he's going to convince himself that if there's a guy in the top 10, he's going to be able to make this work.
I just feel like...
And he'll use these talking points, by the way. Not these particular talking points, but what we just saw, what we're seeing right now, Bo Nix being a poster child for this. Oh, look at what Sean Payton. Sean Payton's got his next Drew Brees sitting right there. Look at what he's been able to do. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah, and
it's going to bother you.
But it's
going to happen.
But this is the problematic thinking. Like, this is like, because by the way, why were there six quarterbacks taken in the first round this last year? One of the biggest narratives coming out of this draft is because next year's draft class isn't anything. And now again, that's a year in advance, and sometimes teams are wrong about that. But I just continue this. I think a lot of people are going to talk themselves into, well, you got to take a quarterback because that's what you do, because you can't afford another quarterback. And that just gets people fired too. Like, I just think, like, I know, when I say Mac Jones is going to be your quarterback next year, I'm not enjoying that. I'm not thinking to myself, woo, let's go, Mac.
He looked really bad this last week.
Like, he did. But here's the thing, Daniel Jones is out there. It was not fun. Like,
also
guys,
not fun.
You're going to be putting lipstick on a pig, but I would much rather do it with some stopgap quarterback who might lead you to 3-14, and maybe he leads you to 8-9. I'd rather that than we're gonna take a quarterback, and then next 2026, where all the big boys actually will play, you're not going to be in the business of going after a quarterback because you just took a guy, and it takes 2 years to find out whether a guy stinks or not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, based off of this class, the runway is clear if they want to. Like, this is the pitch. If I was Stefanski and Barry and company, this is the pitch I'd be making to Haslam.
Yeah, but should it be? Because I'm saying no, it shouldn't be. I think you're the guy who's saying it should be.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have a good offensive system, I think if you're actually good at this, and I believe Stefanski is actually good at this,
so you think the quarterback doesn't matter.
No, the quarterback matters. It has to be of enough talent. I'm not saying you can take a quarterback in the fourth round and then all of a sudden they're going to be awesome. I think there has to be a bar that they can clear. And I think a lot of the first round quarterbacks that we've seen in recent years can clear that bar. And I think we go back to something you said in the beginning of the segment about your environment mattering, and where you go does matter in this whole equation. Now, the question you have to ask yourself off of that is, do you feel like Stefanski is the type of guy that with a brand new you know, clay to mold. Could he be able to do that? Is this the right environment for someone to come into? You know, I don't know that last year a lot of people would have said that the Broncos are the right environment for Bo Nix to go into. See how quick that turned around?
Yeah, but that could also change with four bad games.
For sure. It goes in every direction. This is like, how the NFL operates.
Yeah, now. But I think, man, it just feels like we're ramping up the train to sell ourselves on something that if you weren't thinking about your job, you weren't thinking about your own ego and who you think you are as a coach. If you were just being objective on the process, you would go, yeah, probably not the right year to follow up, considering that that a fair amount of people kind of already looked at what 2025 quarterback class is. If we don't think any of those guys, like, because here's the thing, you might be taking Bo Nix, that caliber of quarterback, with the number one pick this year. That's not smart. That's taking Daniel Jones with a sixth pick instead of the 33rd pick.
I think Shedeur Sanders is better than that, but I was very disappointed with a lot of the guys we've been talking about this past weekend. There was a lot of bad quarterbacking going around this weekend.
Start your game day with a Fan Bud Light tailgate show with Jonathan Peterlin and myself, Nick Wilson. Afternoon drive reigns supreme.
You're with me?
Yes.
At the tailgate.
Oh, no, I just wanted to make sure that you knew. I thought you did know.
No, I didn't know that. That's
we're
nice.
Going to be live from Tap Sports Bar at MGM Northfield Park.
Somebody might have told me, by the way. I want to make sure everyone knows. Somebody probably told me in one ear, out the other.
This Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m., win tickets to see the Browns take on the Steelers. Thursday, November 21st, must be 21 and over. Make the Fan Bud Light tailgate show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling. Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Did you watch the NFL this last weekend and think, hey, it might just be as easy as draft a quarterback and right the ship? More on that. And JP in Little Italy next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.